6 o'clock on Friday evening. Mama doesn't know she's leaving. Did she hear the screamer slamming, rubber squealing, gears are jamming? Local country station just a blaring on the radio. Pick him up at 7 and they're heading to the rodeo. Mama's on the front porch screaming out her warning, girl, you better get your ring.
The Jay Garvin's Home and Mortgage Talk Show, Saturdays at 8, Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM and 1240 AM. Now, here's your host, Jay Garvin's.
This segment is brought to you by Empire Title, Bill McAfee, your best of the best Colorado Springs gold winner.
Down till the sun comes out, they ain't giving in till they get enough. Go around the world in a pickup truck. Ain't going down till the sun comes up.
Well, friends, radio listeners, and podcasters, I am Jay Garvin's, and I cannot believe we are already celebrating and joining here together on the last Saturday of March. Where in the world has the first quarter of 2026 gone? It was just yesterday that I was celebrating Christmas and bringing in the new year with my family. And now we are stepping into April, where we are soon to celebrate Easter, my favorite holiday of the entire year. And today I am finalizing a four-part series that I have had in March of 2026 called the Home Affordability 2026 series. And it's been very exciting for me. I've been very passionate about this because I am a houseaholic, working through a 12-step program of just accepting the houses that I have and not needing more. I'm here at the microphone on a Saturday morning, which is my favorite place. Yes, cracking my Saturday morning energy drink, and warming up my voice and ideas as a licensed loan originator right here in the Pikes Peak region for over 26 years now. Blessed to have worked with Top Gun Mortgage, my first company, and Terry Graham was an amazing experience. Then Garvin's Mortgage Group for 11 years, and then the most blessed 10 going on 11 years with Churchill, a team member-owned company. I have to pinch myself as a licensed loan originator. And the ability to help you, all the listeners, and your friends and family, which you have done so much, my friends. I mean, I was just talking to Dave and Monica and Wayne and Tracy, and now my brand new friends coming from Texas, Leanne and Ryan and Owen. A shout out to you and your parents, Mary and Paul, Marty and Michelle, Mike and Leslie, Joe and Elaine, Tressa and Chris, Alan, the list goes on. I'm so incredibly blessed to have you as friends. And now, as I'm originating my own loans, first time since like 2011, the last 15 years, I put my name on mortgages in 2020, 2021, 2022, but I had a huge staff. Now, as you refer a person to me, Jay Garvin's at 719-330-1457, I actually help your family, your friend, you personally, and your neighbors, relatives, your adult children, whoever you refer. Like Mary and Paul, referring Rachel is just phenomenal, and I appreciate that, just like Jack before him. It just means the world to me, the memories more than the money we make with mortgages, but the money is important because that keeps, yep, the electricity on in the microphone, and it pays Matt to produce the radio show. So today, finishing off our four-part series of Home Affordability 2026, I am going to finish out the conversation with the show titled Your Budget, Your Mortgage, Your Equity. So what we're going to talk about is this. This is the most passionate portion of my passionate push for home ownership. I don't know where I got this. My parents only owned a house they lived in and a tiny little mouse-infested cabin that was glorious in upper Wisconsin. Probably a 900-square-foot cabin that my dad put additions on. It looked like it was a small hunting cabin attacked by three motorhomes. People would come up to me, "Hey, Jay, you're in Minong, Wisconsin. You sure do got a pretty cabin. Can I come there, gut a deer, and get one of them fishes?" But I loved it. Went into the military. No one mentored me to go buy homes. As a matter of fact, when I started Amway with Mike Berger and Howie Danzik, very good friends and mentors of mine to this date, also met like the Mike Popoviches of the world as well during that time. And they dissuaded me from buying houses. they said, you know, the book I read says build your business, then build your house. Don't buy some big fancy house. Keep the small one you have, build a business, get money, and then later you can have more. Well, looking back at that after 20 years, now my wife and I have 8 houses, and we've done it what I call the Dave Ramsey way. But what I want to talk about right now is that people talk all about home ownership in the sense of achieving the American dream, quote unquote. White picket fence, own a house, stuff like that. And eventually, and occasionally, people have the conversation, well, it does kind of make sense to own the place that you live in rather than pay your landlord and rent the place. But that's as far as the conversation goes. But that's where my conversation is starting. Of course, buying a house is an American dream. Nobody else in the world has the mortgage opportunities and the entities, the GSE, the government-sponsored entities, the Fannie Mae's, the Freddie Mac, the government loans, FHA, VA, USDA, all of that stuff. No other country in the world has it. It's one of the many arrows in our quiver that makes America different, along with the conversation I'm going to have next week about, you know, the tax advantages of owning a home and owning a business, only in America. People come from all over to do it. But where I want to start the conversation today is how does homeownership and mortgage that you have affect your budget? How does it affect the value or the equity that you have as far as it concerns your disciplined finances throughout your life, your net worth, your plan going into retirement? How is homeownership overlooked as really the last achievable method of the middle class, the blue collar, the teachers, the electricians, the plumbers, the handymen, the women, the seamstresses, the graphic designers, the comptrollers, all of the people with hourly wages, the waiters, the waitresses, the bartenders. It's the last really achievable way of completing financial freedom and a residual income and a net worth going into retirement. That's the conversation I want to have today. And I want you to call me at 719-330-1457. This is crazy. 85% of us here are homeowners. And literally so many of you. Alan, I haven't talked to you in 10 years, 7 years, maybe 5 to 7 years. And you introduced me to your daughter. That's what I want you to do, the radio listener. And if you've got to go and you can't listen anymore, I want to give you the bottom line up front. Because the big takeaway from this show is owning a house is just like accepting Christ. What do you have to lose? If you accept Christ and all of a sudden you find Christianity sucks and Jesus isn't real, then all you've done is you've subscribed to a system of 10 rules, commandments, hurt nobody, and lived a better life. But what happens if Jesus is real and you go to hell? That's a big deal. Same thing with home ownership. If you buy a house and you don't think you like it, but you get all of the discipline and the savings of home ownership, and then in 5 years you sell it, you take the extra cash and just rent again with more cash. What do you have to lose? But consider the alternative. You never buy, you rent, and by the time you retire when you're 79, your rent is $5,000 a month and you're broke. That's your alternative. So stick around. I'm going to do it in a very positive way. I'm going to teach you the incredible attributes of owning a home right here on the Jay Garvin Show and what it does for your budget, your mortgage, and your equity. 719-330-1457. Call me during the break to start your next purchase or refinance mortgage right here on the Jay Garvin Show.
The Jay Garvin's Home and Mortgage Talk Show, Saturdays at 8, Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM and 1240 AM. We're back with your home mortgage Jedi, Jay Garvin's.
This segment brought to you by Texas Roadhouse. Legendary food, legendary service, located on 8th Street next to Walmart.
Hey, where's the beef?
All that we've learned about happiness.
Well, thanks for sticking with me. I am Jay, pumped up during the break. I told Matt I wanted to get right back on the air to talk to you about the final conversation of my home affordability series of 2026. and detail out your budget, your mortgage, and your equity. And this is what I want to talk about today, is I want to go over with you what in the heck do you do to form a budget, and how do you get a plan, and I'm going to articulate that through the baby steps. Ramsey Solutions, Dave Ramsey, Baby Steps. Number two, I want to talk to you what's unique in America about the different types of mortgages and different finance options for you to actually purchase a home. Because that's why home ownership is so appealing, affordable, and accessible in America, because we have programs that no one else in the world has. Number three, I want to talk to you about the ways you can actually save to purchase a home. And hopefully this is going to eliminate all of the excuses that you and everybody else that has a broke mentality has. And I'm preaching to the choir. Like I said, everybody listening to this radio show right now, the median income is at about $145,000, which is well above, $30,000 to $40,000 above the median income of this county, this Pikes Peak region, which is, you know, at about $105,000 per family household income. But also more than 85% of us listening, you know, to include me talking, are homeowners. And that's 20%+ above the national average. So it's on you and I to help the next generation, because this next part of ways you can save and purchase a home is crucial for the millennials and the Gen Z, because this is why politicians like Mamdani got voted in New York. A flat-out socialistic communist got voted in by the younger voting bloc because of Biden's inflation and the lack of affordability, and with the outrageous explosion upward in home values in 2020, 21, 22, and things have slowed down, but houses in this county have not gone negative. You know, oh my God, my house appraises for $460,000 rather than $480,000. Well, 15 years ago, that was a $200,000 house, and it's doubled or went up 115 to 20%. And now is the time to purchase. I just talked to Karen, who's a regular radio listener, and thank you, Karen, for being a good friend, because that's what I am to my radio listeners. I love to do extra things for you that you can't do for yourself, and you guys do the same for me. But she's buying a $440,000 house now, drum roll, Matt, for $400,000. She's getting a discount because she's buying a house in April, the dead of the last month of winter, before things heat up after the Iran conflict, after tax season, after the stability of the economy. And I tell you, by June, July, and August, there's going to be a lot of people shopping for houses. But I'm going to show you the types. And then finally, I'm going to talk to you about the bottom line up front. And that's the net worth of renters versus owners. And I'm going to get into this, but you're going to have to stick around. But here's the bottom line. If you have to leave in the next 2 minutes, got to go into Home Depot, you're on spring break, you have to go in to Elitch's or wherever you are, the Olympic Museum. Actual fact, as of 2025, the net worth of a homeowner in America, statistically by taxes, is $396,000. Basically $400,000 of wealth in their name, not just equity in their house, the discipline of budgeting, investing, savings, all of the habits that it takes to become a homeowner versus a renter in America. So this is 65% of the population versus 35% of the population. The net worth of a renter is $10,400. So if you don't have any more time to listen to this radio show, just understand, if your adult children, your neighbors, your relatives, your loved ones, your mom that is 68 years old, 78 years old, if they don't own a home, they're going to have 40 times less net worth in their life and over their lifetime than someone that chose to have the discipline to become a homeowner. So that's the big takeaway. But what I do want to share with you now is the budget and the baby steps. This is just amazing. I've memorized it over and over and over. It's very simple. I'm going to breeze through it in like 15 seconds and then break it apart one at a time. Save $1,000 for your starter emergency fund, period. I just talked to a guy, Charles, today, a referral from a good friend of mine, Mark Salas, who's now the exclusive real estate agent partner on this show. He owns Best Realty, and he's an amazing human being. In fact, after this week, Matt and I are going to be producing a commercial for him, for Mark Salas. We're going to do like a jingle or something. Mark Salas, give him a call. He's not a salad. He's very tall. Did I? Matt, I'm telling you, I just pulled that one right out of the rear tailpipe there. It's funny. Matt's laughing away. But we're going to get him. But here's the bottom line. Save $1,000 for your starter emergency fund. Pay off all of your debt except for your home using the debt snowball, number two. Number three step, save 3 to 6 months of expenses in a fully funded emergency fund. Number four, invest 15% of your gross household income into retirement savings. Number five, save for your children's college fund now. Number five. Number six, pay your home off early. And number seven, build wealth and give graciously. So those are the seven steps to set up a budget. Also, Ramsey Solutions will tell you everybody has a budget, just a majority of people don't know what it is. Because your budget is nothing more than what you spend every month, whether it's in the negative, the positive, whether it fluctuates or it's consistent. That's why people will tell you have a budget and account for every single dollar. No slush funds. Even if you have a slush fund, you say, I'm going to put $100 into my slush fund every single month. So here's the breakdown. Anybody and everybody should be able to get a $1,000 emergency fund really within the next 18 hours to 18 days. I'll bet you I can go into 95% of all of the apartments, houses, and rental units, yards, garages, and workplaces and find at least $1,000 worth of unnecessary junk that you can sell. If you're a married couple and you don't have an emergency fund, you know, there's no law in America that says everybody's got to have their own car. You actually could share a car and you would immediately the first month in the savings of insurance, gas, and wear and tear on the vehicle, forget the money that you would get from actually selling the vehicle, you could get that fund. Imagine how much you would save if you shared a cell phone. Well, I don't want to share a cell phone. Well, I know that, but you also just told me you don't want to be broke. So you have to make a decision. My point is that it is totally possible to do that, but that's the first step. You need to get $1,000 of emergency savings if you're ever going to help yourself or someone else obtain home ownership, because there's ways to get a house, but the only one that happens with no money is go into the military and serve your country, and you can get a VA loan with no money down, and therefore you can get a mortgage and a house and not have to put money down. But the only other way is if you go to grandma, grandpa, or a relative and say, can I have a gift? Those are the only two ways. All of the rest, the other 5 to 7 ways, you have to participate. So saving that emergency money is one of the biggest reasons why homeowners have a $400,000 net worth, 40 times that of a person that's a renter of $10,000, because you have to be disciplined. Number two, paying off all your debt except the house using the debt snowball. That is crucial. 60% of all of the people that I talk to have unsecured debt, a truck payment, a credit card. 40% of the people have none at all. You know, like Wayne and Tracy, great friends, appreciate you listening to the show. I'm excited for you about getting a Florida home, but they have credit cards and stuff, but they pay them off every month. I can go on and on about this. And my clients are Dave Ramsey. I would imagine most mortgage lenders out there, 80 to 90%. Have unsecured debt. We're a debt-free company, and I'll bet you 50% of the people in our company have unsecured debt. My wife and I don't. For years, I didn't even have a credit card because I represented Dave Ramsey. Now I just keep one. I love the airline miles, but I do pay it off every single month. Number three is having that 3 to 6 months of expenses in reserves. And I want to touch on these two. First, the debt snowball method. That means if you have 5 debts, one's a car, one's a credit card, and one's a parakeet pet loan. So one's $100, one's $1,000, and one's $10,000. First, pay off your animal parakeet loan, okay? And as soon as you pay that off, if it was $10 a month, then pay that off and take that $10 plus the credit card payment. That's $1,000, and you debt snowball that extra money that you don't have anymore. Pay the car parakeet off. Appreciate that, Matt. That was a very good parakeet there. And I felt like Captain Hook there for a minute. But you take that $10 you saved from the parakeet payment, take the money and put it into the credit card. Now you're paying off $110 a month and you keep going until that credit card's paid off. Then you take the $10 from the parakeet loan. Then you take your $100, you take that $110 and then you throw it towards your $10,000 truck payment. And eventually it gains momentum like a snowball going down the hill and you get rid of all of your debt, period. Student loans, line of equities, everything but your primary mortgage on your house if you own a house. Then next, you take all of that money and you start to build a 3 to 6 month reserve of your monthly budget expenses. Say your budget is $5,000 a month. You want to have first your emergency reserve, then no debt. Then you start to save $5,000 and that's 1 month in reserves. Then you save another $5,000 and you have $10,000 in reserves. Then you go ahead and save another and you've got $15,000 in reserves in a money market account or a savings account. This is not in a stock or a retirement fund. This is in case there's an emergency in your life. Now, I'm not going to go into it today. I could do a whole radio show, but if you have investment properties or a business, you should do backup reserve payments for those as well. So that's the first three. Saving the $1,000, eliminating debt, and then getting a 3 to 6 month reserve. After the break, I'm going to talk about more things and swing right through the rest of the baby steps, talk about homeownership, types of mortgages, and the net worth of buyers or renters as opposed to owners. Right here on the Jay Garvin Show. Call me on the break, 719-330-1457, or go to ChurchillColorado.com to start your next mortgage with Churchill and me personally, Jay Garvin. Back after these important messages.
Hey, I just met you, and this is crazy, but here's my number.
The Jay Garvin's Home and Mortgage Talk Show, Saturdays at 8, Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM and 1240 AM. We're back. Here's Jay Garvin's.
This segment is sponsored by Best Realty and Mark Solis.
Housekeeping?
One thing I can tell you is you've got to be free. Come together right now.
Housekeeping.
Well, thanks for sticking with me. The third segment here, folks, I'm going to be talking the whole rest of the hour about home affordability here in my 2026 series, talking about your budget, your mortgage, and your equity. And right now, I'm finishing up Dave Ramsey's, or Ramsey Solutions Baby Steps. This is the most important thing. If you want to become a homeowner, or you are a homeowner, or you just want to be a responsible American, budgeting your money, starting with the 7 baby steps, is the way to go. And I mentioned last segment, get an emergency reserve of $1,000, do the debt snowball to eliminate all of your unsecured debt other than your home mortgage, save 3 to 6 months of your expenses in a fully funded emergency fund. And the difference between 3 and 6 months, I think, is silly, because if you're a regular W-2 or government worker, 3 months is sufficient. But Dave Ramsey says if you're self-employed or you're 100% commission, you want to have at least 6 months. I could argue that because I've done mortgages for people that have jobs and you very easy to document, where self-employed is very difficult, and then the day after they buy the house, they get fired. So I would say 6 months for everybody. Marlo and I, with the 7, 8 houses with the vacant property we have, plus the 2 businesses we have, you know, this radio show, Garvin's Media Group, and M&M Accounting, Bookkeeping, we always keep like 10 to 15 months of emergency reserves. We don't even have any mortgages on our homes, but we set aside taxes and insurance to pay every year, regardless of whether we get rent or not. And with our businesses like the radio show, when I took a 1 year retirement break from Churchill, Matt still came to the radio studio and I still paid him out of my own pocket. Churchill did not pay or reimburse me because the radio show was important enough for it to go on. I was telling Matt, when I had no budget and no money, not a single one of you called up and felt sorry for me. But I kept paying the radio bill thousands of dollars a month in order to keep the message coming to you because it's important. So it's very important that once you accomplish those three first steps, you really get a sense of freedom. But it's hard. It really is hard. And then step number four is invest 15% of your household income into retirement. Well, many say, Jay, what is the phase and what is the step to buy a house? Ramsey Solutions will tell you it's unofficially step 3.5. As you're saving for your emergency reserve and you're saving to transition for retirement savings, you also save for a down payment of your house because your house or a rental property is part of your retirement savings. And then step number five is save for your children's college fund. That was one of the most difficult ones for my wife and I because we saved $250,000 per child. And people wonder why my son's lucky getting a job with a contract in New York City for six figures because we invested in him and he's now invested in himself. That's the opposite of the explanation and definition of a helicopter parent. That is all over him like white on rice and doesn't give him room to breathe. We give him. And guess what? We're also going to give our children a gift for their house, down payment. Well, that's not fair. You guys are rich and I'm poor. Well, maybe people are rich because I have five jobs. Maybe I just outwork you. And I don't say that arrogantly. I say that is just something that's totally lost in this culture. I saw my son, by the time he was 12, I'm like, oh my God, this little human is smarter than me already. And then by like 17, as I'm like making fart sounds, I'm like, holy crap, this kid is now more mature than me. I've got a son and a daughter that are more intelligent and more mature than me. What can I give them? You know what I've given them? Work ethic. My son was gaming at 14 years old. It wasn't very easy at all. I went down into the dark basement and I said, buddy, you are not going to sit here and game in the dark all summer. You're either going to get a job and go to a job fair or you're going to start painting some of our houses. He swiveled around in his chair so fast and said, how do I go to a job fair? And for the last five of the last 7 years, he worked at the Broadmoor. When he was 14, 15, 16, 17, I think 18 was COVID or something, he worked at Walmart with his friends all during the week, literally like a 16-year-old, I think he was at the time, made like 11 grand that year because he could work at Walmart and they wanted to make him a manager. And I said, buddy, be careful. And then he got an internship. My point is I taught them work ethic. And if you invest in your kids in step number five and pay for their college or their trade, electrician, welder, whatever fund, then it's going to benefit you. There's two things you should invest in, real estate and education. That's step number six, pay your house off early. Well, in order to pay your house off early, you've got to buy it. And I told you that's usually like step 3.5. And finally, you give away graciously. Now, if you do this, and you mark all of your expenses every month. Just mark them down. You're already spending the money. Okay, $72 for gas. Then you create a budget over all your expenses and see if you have more months or more money left. Because some people have more months than money, and other people have more money than months. Just put it into a budget. Now, the second thing here is once you get that budget and once you get your spending under control, then you're like, oh my God, Jay, share with us what are the options with mortgages. And it's very simple. In our country, we have the opportunity to have government-sponsored entities. You have Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. You have 30-year fixed mortgages. Like, Korea doesn't have these. There's no such thing as a 30-year fixed mortgage in Korea. Like, you get like a 3-year or a 5-year ARM. And just like interest rates have went up, all of you people and myself that are locked at a 2.5% or 3.5% interest rate, in Korea that would have adjusted already because their economy can't sustain giving people that fixed rate over a 15 or 30-year period. And the FHA mortgages and the VA mortgages where you only have to put 3% or no percent down. There's funding fees involved with that, like 2.5 to 3.3% for VA and 1.75% mortgage insurance premium up front for FHA. It seems a little extreme, and Ramsey Solutions doesn't even endorse these loans, but at least it allows people that are struggling to get the 20% down to purchase. And then you've got all of these non-conventional loans, like the business bank statement loan, where you can lay out all of the income coming in from your bank statements rather rather than your tax returns if your net income isn't sufficiently compared to your gross earned income. And then you've got debt service coverage ratio loans. I was just telling my wife about this. I just helped a client this last month do a debt service coverage ratio loan on a $600,000 rental property in Morrison, Colorado. He got a fixed loan for $200,000 to go buy another investment property for only 6.375%. That's almost what a conventional loan is for a house that you live in. And this is a rental, no income. It's just amazing how much opportunity you have in America to buy a house. So everything is stacked in your favor. So you have to be the one that makes the last bit of difference to step forward. And you know, when the student steps forward, the teacher or mentor appears. So call me at 719-330-1457. I don't know how many times I can say it. I want to be the helper or the mentor for you or your adult children, your neighbor, your relative, even your mom or your parents if they're house rich and cash poor. So call me at 719-330-1457. I want to help you with homeownership. I am not going to be here forever, okay? 2 to 3 more years, I am gone like the wind. Matt, my radio producer, tell you, there's just going to be crickets on the radio, you know, somewhere between my 15th and 17th year. So call me at 719-330-1457. There's still time for me to help you. I'll be back after these messages to finish up my conversation about your budget, your mortgage, and your equity with my home affordability series right here on the Jay Garvin Show.
If you got a problem, don't care what it is, you need a hand, I can assure you this, I can help. I got two strong arms, I can help. It would sure do me good.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside.
The Jay Garvin's Home and Mortgage Talk Show. Saturdays at 8, Sunday at 11. Here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM and 1240 AM. We're back with your home mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin's.
We want to honk you up.
Okay, folks, I got so much to talk about, and Matt says we're running out of time. And when he's got the soundboard back there, he's the boss of me. So I got 9 minutes left, and I got to get through this. Your home, your budget, your mortgage, your equity right here in the home affordability. Number one, of course, I told you, is the budget, baby steps, how to get your money financially in line to even think about doing a mortgage and buying a house. Number two, I started to list and talk a little bit about the products. Now, but that part of the show always puts people to sleep. But trust me, can't buy a house without a mortgage, at least if you're 99% of Americans. I've only bought one house for cash in my life. All of the rest I've had to finance. Dave Ramsey will tell you with an investment property, you should only buy it for cash, period. So you got to get the money to do that. And how do you get the money? That's the third part I want to talk about. Ways to save and purchase a home. Boy, if I get an attitude on any other conversation, this is the one that tops them all. Because, like, I'm helping a 20-year-old buy a house. He literally, like, graduated from high school less than 24 months ago with my daughter. And I'm going to have him mentor my daughter and my son. Now, don't be shocked. How did he do it? Owen has 3 jobs. And he's 20. A full-time job with one of the largest employers here in town. Another job with one of the most fancy-dancy, swanky restaurants in town, a steakhouse. Makes as much as $500 to $1,000 a night just in tips. But when everybody else is gaming and running their little Lime scooters around town and scrolling through Instagram and Snaptwort, he's making money. And then he does marketing flyers and all this other stuff on 1099 schedule income on his taxes. And the dude's 20. I talked to a 58-year-old today that couldn't even make his mortgage and had no money in the bank. And I was passionate and I said, Charles, your parents didn't ever mentor you on how to handle money. Nope. Your commander, no one ever, nope. Well, now you have me as a mentor, Jay Garvin's. You have Mark Solis as a mentor. But here are the top 7 ways right here for you to help yourself or your adult child, friend, relative, mom, neighbor, uncle, aunt, friend, parishioner, buy a house. Number one, live below your means. Save a portion of your income or salary. And here's a good one. When I was in the military, my mentor said, when you get promoted, continue living at a lieutenant's pay and save the difference between your lieutenant's and your captain's pay. I'm like, that's great advice. And I took advantage of it. Another one is, if you have a girlfriend or a boyfriend, you have a wife or a husband, more specifically, live on one income and save the other. That's step number one on how to do it. Number two, that's the Owen example. Get multiple jobs and overwhelm your budget with extra income, and poof, he's 20 years old and he has $24,000 in the bank. No shocker to me. And now with his income, he doesn't even have to put more than 3% down. And then I'll add, he's also buying a house at 20 and getting one or two roommates. Now, his mortgage, instead of being $2,600, is only going to be like $900 if he gets $800 or $900 per roommate, which is going to be $700 to $600 less than they would have to pay if they got an apartment, and everybody wins. Step number three, sell your fancy stuff. I just talked to a gentleman today, Charles, that couldn't make his mortgage payment. I'm like, Charles, your wife's disabled, you're disabled. How many cars do you have? Two. I'm like, sell one. You're not driving around, sell one. So you can sell your stuff, and 95% of Americans have stuff to sell, especially for your emergency reserve, and this starts to become your savings for the down payment of your house. Number four, this is the biggest change that I've seen in the last 5 years. A gift from your grandparents, your parents, aunts, uncle, family members. The silent generation and the older baby boomers, people that were born between 1925 and 45 and people born between 1945 and 55, have over $10 trillion, a third of all of our national debt. They are going to die in the next 10 years, and that $10 trillion has to exchange hands into a relative, friend, estate, or something. So have the courage. Call me, 719-330-1457. I'll have a conversation with your parents or grandparents, and you can see. Now, number five is join the military. Thank you for that patriotic song there, Matt. I've only got 3 minutes left here in the power wrap-up, folks, so join the military for 2 or 4 years. Then you get the GI Bill and you get a mortgage with no money down. Don't tell me you can't afford a house. Just join the military. That's what I did. Number six is purchase with only 3% down and get roommates. That will allow you to afford it. And finally, rent to own. You can talk to your landlord, and that's a whole big thing. But before I leave, I want to tell you this. The net worth of a homeowner versus the net worth of a renter is 40 times. I'm looking at the graph right here, folks, and literally the net worth in America today of a homeowner is $396,200, basically 400 grand. And the net worth of a renter is $10,400. So do you want your adult children to be worth $400,000 in 10 years, or do you want them to be worth $10,000? In 10 years. It's pretty simple. I can tell you it's not just the equity in the house, it's the discipline that I just painstakingly drew out this entire hour about the discipline it takes to become a homeowner. George W. Bush tried to make more Americans homeowners, and what he figured out is that you can't make renters homeowners. If you have no responsibility, you should rent. But I want to help you get responsibility. So call me at 719-330-1457. If you've listened to any portion of this show and you know that there's someone that could use my help as long as I'm nice to them, and I promise I'll be nice. I just get an edge on me in the radio because I want you to pay attention. I appreciate you so much as a radio listener, because if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't know people like Owen or Rachel or Jake or Bethany. So I appreciate you. You are my tribe. I'm part of your tribe. Karen, Marchant, you know that I will serve you. I mean, you guys call me and say, can you help me go buy a car? And I say yes, because I love and appreciate you that much. So please do what I share with you every single year, every single month, and every single radio show. Go grow and prosper. Tell someone close to you that you love them, because that's all that matters in the end. And as I said earlier in the show, the bottom line up front is buying a house is just like a decision of becoming a Christian and following Jesus Christ. You can't go wrong. You only can live a better life. And if you think home ownership or Christianity is for the birds, you also can just turn away from it. But if you don't say yes to Jesus and you don't say say yes to homeownership, you could pay consequences like going to hell or being homeless. So call me at 719-330-1457. I want to help you buy your next house. You've been listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
KRDO News Radio does not confirm or deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff or management of KRDO News Radio.